Pray for her. Meghan Markle laments I was the most trolled person in the entire world. By Simon Kent on October 11, 2020. The Los Angeles-based Duchess of Sussex used a podcast aired late Saturday to lament the almost unsurvivable online abuse she experienced in 2019. Appearing alongside her husband Prince Harry on the popular Teenage Therapy podcast, Meghan said she was told that in 2019, I was the most trolled person in the entire world, male or female. For 8 months of that, I wasn't even visible. I was on maternity leave with the baby, but what was able to be manufactured and churned out? It's almost unsurvivable, it's so big you can't even think what that feels like, she said. The royal duo discussed the stigma surrounding the topic of mental health and how we can all contribute to a healthier world. Physically, mentally, emotionally and holistically with high school students. The podcast, entitled Teenager Therapy, describes itself online as five stressed, sleep-deprived, yet energetic teens sit down and talk about the struggles that come with being a teenager. Meghan later added that she is now doing really well, and said, "The past few months have been layered for everyone. We certainly can't complain, we are fortunate we all have our health, we have roofs over our heads." Harry added. The unique part of our work is whatever you're going through and whatever other people are going through. It's all relative to that environment that they're in. For the majority of people I've spoken to in London, or in the UK, have been stuck in high-rise blocks of flats, unable to see any open grass or open green space. We've felt incredibly grateful and fortunate to be able to have outdoor space where our son can walk his first steps. Outdoor space where he can just have enough space to run and move around. It's a huge blessing. The Sussexes learned about the podcast, which usually features five students from Laura High School in Anaheim, Orange County, after reading a New York Times profile of the teenagers in July and volunteered their support. Its release comes a day after a Republican congressman wrote to Britain's ambassador to the U.S. to ask that the Sussexes no longer attempt to interfere in the U.S. election after Meghan and Harry called on Americans to get out and vote in a video for Time magazine. They didn't specifically mention Donald Trump, but in his letter to the British ambassador, Jason Smith, a Republican member of Congress for Missouri, said he believed it was a serious breach of the royal family's policy of political neutrality. As Breitbart News reported, he requested the British government make sure they no longer attempt to interfere or be stripped of all titles, styles, and privileges. Meghan and Harry recorded the podcast episode this week from the comfort of their Santa Barbara villa. According to Hello magazine, Prince Harry and Meghan led the group in deep breathing exercises ahead of the exchange in order to help soothe nerves of the other participants. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.